Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospitals, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And don't forget to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. Don't forget to check out our website either, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And if you can't hear us any other way, go to my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. There is a live stream. A live stream is playing there right now. And it'll be on all during the show. You can hear us there, no problems at all. All right, and joining us right now from the great state of California, where the governor, Mr. Newsom, signed a bill today outlawing gasoline-operated lawnmowers. Here he is, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Good morning.
What a dope. What a dope. What is he thinking? Well, I'm going to get a battery and mow my lawn. Jeez. All right. Thank you, guys and gals. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. They're going back in. It's 69 degrees, mostly cloudy. It's going to be a little chilly tonight, but not chilly chilly. But it's going to be comfortable because today was like 85. This morning it was in the 60s. It really felt nice.
Very, very nice. Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
Hey, Captain, I wanted to bring something up right here at the top of the show. And I wanted to tell everybody that it's October the 19th today. It's officially October the 19th, and we have a little something special lined up for you on the program tonight.
Da, 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 da,
bum, 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 bum,
happy birthday, a great big to-do.
Bum, 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 bum.
Let's celebrate, yeah, celebrate you. So
make a wish
on your special day. You're looking great,
so great.
Come celebrate.
Happy
birthday from us to you. From the place where dreams do come true. So here's a wish, 1, 2, 3, 4 part harmony. Happy birthday, your special day.
To you.
Yes, to you.
Happy birthday, Captain. Let me be the first to say. That's right.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And of all things, it's a barbershop quartet. Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you very much. All right. Well, let's get started here. We got plenty to talk about. First of all, I had the opportunity to interview General Colin Powell when he was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I did it by the phone. I never really met the man, but he impressed me just talking to him on the telephone and just listening to him and him knowing about me. Before, you know, well, I knew about him strictly because of the interview, but him knowing about me, I mean, the guy was the real deal, okay? He went about knowing the people he was going to be talking to, et cetera, et cetera. And it was one of the highlights of my career because, I had talked to him right after I had interviewed President George W. Bush down in Sarasota when everybody was, down there, for the, Vern Buchanan, campaign event, and they're going, who is that guy that's talking about? Who's that guy talking to the president? Who is he? It was me.
Wow.
Yep. But anyway, no, it's a sad day. He will be missed. Definitely a military veteran, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Secretary of State, and I don't care, you know, it's not a time to worry about his politics or this, that, and the other. He was an honorable man, and he will be missed.
He was an honorable man, and I think America trusted him. He instilled that trust. It's just came naturally to him. He was a real born leader. Uh-huh. I think there's just no doubt about it. He loved his country. He served his country. Of course, he was a Vietnam War veteran as well.
Two tours.
He
was there
on
one of my tours, but he wasn't in the outfit I was in, but I know where he was.
and again, became the first black chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And, you know, Captain, especially in today's atmosphere that we have, I can remember, I remember Colin Powell at one time talking about there wasn't black or white in the Army, it's just green.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he had a real vision of how, you know, we work together, we live together, we fight together.
That's right.
Yeah, so, yes, he will be missed, and we can't say enough good things about Colin Powell.
Yep. Now, I want to mention that inflation is a big worry right now for a lot of people, and most voters have rated Joe Biden very poor on the economy. Now, because of the fact that a majority of voters are rating President Joe Biden's handling of the economy as poor amid the rising concerns about inflation, 29% believe the country's headed in the right direction, which means 71% don't. That's a big problem for Joe Biden, and we'll talk about that and more when we come back. Hold on there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition, October the 19th. Don't forget, have lunch with the captain over at the Mission Barbecue today on West Waters. Hope you can be there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, it happened again yesterday. Somebody came up to me and said, do you have any of that relief factor? I'd like to try because my legs are killing me. So what's wrong? Oh, well, I got my knees are bothering me, and they're talking about knee replacement, this, that, and the other. And I said, okay, well, I'll give you a couple packs, and if it works, try it. That's all I can tell you. 1995, get started. But, folks, Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan. It helps my body reduce inflammation, and it also takes away the pain by lowering, eliminating the pain, and going right straight to the source or whatever it is. And sometimes it'll do multiple pain. It'll do the pain I've got in my ankle or my knee or my hip from my foot problem, or my back, you know, with the problem I'm having there, or even my shoulder. Some days my shoulder acts up because of the fact that I broke it, and that's something else that's got arthritis in it. But anyway, this product works. I've been taking it for 6 years religiously, twice a day and sometimes three times a day. It works. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which is all good for you and your body needs anyway. It also supports healthy joints and muscles, helps the healing process along, and it only costs $19.95 to try it for 3 weeks. Now, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll find out all the information you want there. You can order the product right there, or you can take a look at some of the little videos they've got there to learn more about the product. But relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, and you're in business. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got our professor emeritus up there in Indiana on the line. He wants to talk about what he knew about General Colin Powell, because he said he met him three times. So, Dan the Man, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. I met, at the time, he was Major Colin Powell. Mm-hmm. We had one thing in common. We were both alumni of White House Fellows Program.
Uh-huh.
So, he was years before me. I came in. He kind of talked to the fellows on their first day. And the second time I met him, he had a book, and there were 13 points he lived by. I got him at home. I can always remember just a couple. The first one was always, no matter how bad it seems, it'll look better in the morning.
Yeah.
He lived his life by that. And the last, the 13th one was,
can't remember the 13th now that I'm on the radio.
Well, I remember the first one. I remember the first one. I remember him saying that somewhere along the line when he was Secretary of State.
Yeah, he did, too. And, optimism. Always stay optimistic.
Sure.
Because optimism is a force multiplier. And he also told us once, pay attention to the small things.
Mm-hmm.
If you do the small things well, you do the bigger, better. But he was a class act. I don't think today's military could handle a Colin Powell.
No.
I know he got into it with Trump, but, you know, you look up the word class in Webster's dictionary, mm-hmm. it would say see Colin Powell.
Well, let me tell you who would stand up for him and go to bat for him anywhere, anytime, any place. My former commanding officer, when he was my company commander, General Norman Schwarzkopf. The two of them got along like bread and butter.
Yeah, didn't Schwarzkopf live in Tampa?
Yes.
Yeah, I met his daughter once. She was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always remember about Colin Powell. He was just a class act.
Yep.
And like I said, he was a major then. Great guy. Liked him. I never heard anybody say anything bad about him until really he got into politics.
Yeah, well, again, you got to remember when they get to that four-star level that is all political. That's how they get there.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Once you get there, you got to just, well, that's how you got there, basically.
They weren't called it then, Dan, but now they're called the $1 million generals because four-star generals get $1 million a year.
Oh, I know it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They get a lot of things.
Yep.
That's probably one. The military right now, I hate to say, it's kind of overpaid. Nobody pushes. Like, everybody wants the retirement. Everybody's going for the higher rank. It's not what you saw with, Dwight Eisenhower was a major for 14 years. I think he still holds the record for being major longer than anybody in the United States Army.
Right. He fell into what he fell into, and it just happened to work.
Right.
So I got a question for Dan.
Go ahead.
Hey, Dan, what do you think about, as we look back now on the career of Colin Powell, and of course, he was an odds-on favorite to run for president, at least people wanted him to.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if he ran back in, say, 96, he might have won?
Oh, I think so. Class act, he had a lot of following. I think he's the last really establishment. He was the last establishment Republican still alive that still carried weight and was conservative enough. You know, they make fun of Reagan. You know, they make fun of Trump. But, you know, what they did to Trump in his 4 years, they did to Reagan throughout his presidency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they sharpened the Democrats learned how to sharpen their knives under Reagan. People forget, you know, Iran-Contra and how they wanted to eventually impeach Reagan. That hounded him for almost his last 4 years.
Yep.
You know, and you know, if it wasn't for George H.W. Bush that Reagan made, you never would have had a George W. Bush. It changed everything. You know, Reagan himself, he changed after that assassination attempt. He wasn't the same guy that ran in 79, 80, and into 81. It took something out of him. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He probably did slow down a bit. But, you know, I look at the jerk we got in there now. My God, you know, he should have retired years ago, went home to Delaware, and just stayed in the basement.
Yeah.
You know, we got three more years of this. I hope the country can survive. I'm pretty optimistic about it, but I think it will. But it's going
to be a long, hard... to take control of the Congress to make sure that he can't do any more damage.
And we need to take control of the Republicans and tell them, once you get there, you better do something.
Now, Dan,
come down this...
Dan, I want to talk to you about John Stewart and Jake Tapper that went at it, I believe it was Sunday night. John Stewart is sounding more and more like a Republican to me. He said to Tapper, he said he refuted the idea that the former president, Donald Trump, was some type of incredible supervillain, who could totally upend American democracy, which Tapper kept, trying to stereotype, you know, the Trump voters and him and this, that, and the others, a bunch of, clowns and a bunch of troublemakers and, this, that, and the other, and he kept talking about the big lies, the big lie. Well, the big lie, and they got to stop saying that, that refers to a Nazi propaganda technique. You knew that, didn't you?
Right.
Yeah, it helped to facilitate the Holocaust. That's what they called the Holocaust, the big lie.
Lie, yeah. You know, I see that not only John Stewart, but I see Bill Maher, you can see Jerry Seinfeld. They're all sounding like Republicans.
They are.
They don't want to admit it. But ideologically, I think they're Republicans. I think they have been made fun of. I think they've been put on the shelves. I think they don't like what they're seeing either.
No, the Democrats, I'll tell you right now, don't like what they're seeing. I'm hearing more and more Democrats that I run across that either send me emails or I actually got a letter from someone in San Clemente, California yesterday, a couple that said they used to be Democrats. They've been listening to my program for the last couple of years, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, and they can't take it anymore. By the way, Kyle, they're fixing to move out of California.
I don't doubt it.
Guess where they're coming to?
Coming to Tampa, coming to Florida?
Coming to Florida.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
They said they've had it.
I just think the whole late... I watch Saturday Night Live still. I don't think it's funny anymore. You know, you listen to the late night talk shows, they're not funny anymore. They're just pro-Biden.
That's right.
And it gets kind of tiresome. I don't know why they keep them on. The ratings aren't that high. I thought more would happen to CNN after Trump left office. But they keep resurrecting him. I kind of predicted that. You hear more about Trump, or you hear as much about Trump today as when he was in office, and he's been gone 9 months now. But there's one thing I was thinking of you and Kyle and me it was January of 2020. We had a conversation one night right before the pandemic hit.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about the supply chain. And now if that went down, things would get really screwy. We were the first on the radio to talk about that.
I know that, and I told everybody that it was closer than they thought because of this just-in-time freight. All right, well, Dan, thanks for the call. We'll talk again soon. Have yourself a great day.
You too, and happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Dan. Okay, Dan the man, Dan the senior professor here in the program, and Kyle will be right back with me. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of The Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Current and former Southwest Airlines staff have gathered outside the company's headquarters in Dallas, Texas, to call on the airline to ditch its vaccine mandate. One pilot taking part in the protest said that the airline must stop its medical tyranny.
Fairly well known that our CEO is trying to mandate the vaccine for all the employees, and this is just all of the employee groups represented here today, whether it's flight ops, ground ops, Provo, anyone that has any department with Southwest is out here.
On Monday, hundreds of demonstrators convened at Southwest Airlines headquarters in Dallas. The White House on Monday confirmed video footage of President Joe Biden walking in a restaurant in Washington is authentic, but downplayed what happened. I think what you are referring to is a photo of them walking out of a restaurant after they had eaten, mask in hand, where they had not yet put them back on yet. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow. MyPillow.com is a website, and you all know that the big box stores and the progressive left liberal socialists have done everything they can to try to put Mike Lindell out of business, and he's not going anywhere. Instead, he's become an internet sensation and an online sensation because his MyPillow.com website is now his store, and that's where you can buy anything that you want. Now, the great thing is, because he's got a lot of stock that would have been picked up by the big box stores, he's selling this at insanely low prices. And it just goes to show you what the makeup or what the margin was at the big box stores when he can save $50, $40, $60, $70 on different products that are there. It just goes to show you how much money they were making and screwing you, you, the consumer, every time you walked into one of the big box stores. So here's the deal. If you want to support a true American, and a conservative, a person that believes in God, honor, and country, probably in that order because he's a very religious person, then I want you to go to MyPillow.com. While you're there, you'll see a whole bunch of things, and it'll say such and such a price with promo code. Well, the promo code is simple. It's Captain, C-A-P-T-A-I-N, Captain. That's all you need to put on there, Captain, when you either order it online or you call them on the phone. Now, here's the phone number, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459.
5459. That's the number to call. MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain. Now, if you want to save even more money, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a box link that's got Radio Listener Specials on it. You double-click on that, and you go right into the website, and there'll be at least a couple dozen items, or might be more than that there, that are marked down even insanely lower than the other ones that are there, and you can always get tremendous deals there. So, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, Kyle, back to the drawing board here.
That's exactly right, Captain. And we have some breaking news as well, having to do with the Supreme Court. That's right. The Supreme Court has now agreed to fast-track an appeal that was brought by the Department of Justice, and they've decided to fast-track that appeal. It could go before the court perhaps by December, we understand.
Appeal for what?
Well, against the Texas abortion law.
Oh, okay.
That's going on. And so late Sunday night, the Supreme Court had ruled 5-4 against an emergency injunction that the Department of Justice brought against the Texas abortion ban. So this is going to, of course, be a big showdown. Each side has to respond by Thursday, it looks like, to these different demands. And it looks like the Supreme Court could hear this by about December, we're told. So not very, about 6 weeks or so. So this is going to be a very, very big deal in the evolution of the Texas law.
Oh, okay. Now, MSNBC show host for the it's Meet the Press, Chuck Todd, pounced on Joe Biden and told the truth and was chastised for it by some of his colleagues over there at his channel. Because he came out and talked about the fact that Joe Biden was in big trouble. Now, Todd began the show with a monologue that set up the top stories of the moment, kind of like an overview. We do it here on this program, right?
Right.
Now, Chuck Todd opened Meet the Press by endorsing Republicans and their anti-vax misinformation campaign to blame Biden for not returning everything to normal. And all they were doing was telling the truth, and he agreed. And one of his buddies, the guy that holds hosts Hardball, Matt Negron, chastised Todd for doing it. So we have a little heat in the kitchen over there at the NBC and MSNBC aisle over there. But I'll tell you what, we know that Biden and his fellow Democrats are in real danger or suffering some serious political consequences in 2022, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, things would have to hold or get worse. I'm going to think they're probably going to get worse in order for 2022 to be a real blowout. But I think we can count on the Democrats, Captain, for making things worse. I hate to say it like that.
Well,
but that's what's in other words, they're not going to suddenly pull a rabbit out of the hat and turn everything around and everything's going to be okay. It's just I don't see them doing that.
What the problem is inflation. Everybody's wallet is being affected. Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Harry Kirchner, whatever they want to call themselves. Everybody's wallet is being affected. And it's being affected by the high stress that it brings with it, with people going, well, we had a dollar, now we've only got a quarter. What do we do now?
Well, exactly right. Because this plays into every single aspect of our lives. From putting gas in your car to buying groceries, and I think there was a grocery someone in the grocery business earlier today saying, "Yeah, these high prices are going to keep going up."
That was John Castamatis, the owner of D'Agostino's in New York City.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So in other words, and everybody who's been to the supermarket, they know that that's true. They see it going up, and then also try this. Look for some of your favorite things, and sometimes they're just not there.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, little Dr. Fauci is in trouble again after preaching about avoiding crowds. So when the football season at the NFL and collegiate level kicked off this year, he feared we would be stuck in an outbreak mode with thousands of maskless fans who were packed together in stadiums across the country. He said, I don't think it's smart to have people in these minions packed together like that. Outdoors is always better than indoors, but even when you have such a congregate setting of people close together, first you have to be vaccinated. And then you have to have these congregate citizens settings, possibly indoors. You should all be wearing a mask.
Well, right. Well,
indoors or outdoors? What a dope.
Well, Captain, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't the President of the United States just walk maskless through a Washington, D.C. restaurant?
Yep.
Now, honestly, now we understand there's a mask mandate for the restaurants in that area. But honestly, why would they let him do that? If simply the act of walking through the restaurant would be very dangerous, especially for the president. But what Fauci's talking about, you know, people are in these stadiums and we're not seeing the spikes that we've been sort of, you know, scared with. Yes, we still see cases, that's exactly right, but we're not seeing, these aren't super spreader events.
I want you to hear something. Since the start of football season, COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths now are all down nationwide. Cases are now in steep decline in every college football state across the South, including Florida, where I live, where hospitalizations fell 64% last month, even as some 90,000 fans packed the University of Florida Gators game.
Wow, and maybe, Captain, the elite know this better than they're ever letting on, and maybe that's why they let the President of the United States walk maskless through a D.C. restaurant. In other words, they understand that it's not something, oh, my gosh, you know, we're going to have to go test them now, we've got to figure all this out, because they see they see these numbers, but the media is supposed to keep scaring you.
Now, we need to talk about a U.S. Senate bill that's out there. It's Senate Bill number 2747. And if this bill, very deceptively called the Freedom to Vote Act, advances towards debate, which is probably what's going to happen without the foundational freedom of elections, America will be unable to maintain her democratic republic, because this is the one that brings back that H.R. 1 thing that we were talking about out of the House and the Senate version. S-1 combines them together, the For the People's Act. It combines them together under the Freedom to Vote Act. This is a deceptive bill that cannot be passed.
Well, remember, Captain, coming from Mount Olympus is not going to suddenly make all of the voting across America completely, in their view, equitable and all these kinds of things. It's when it's done at the local level.
Yeah.
You can't trust this coming from Mount Olympus.
Well, their bills, this bill here, this Senate Bill 2747, this is not about citizenry. It's all about the Democrats preserving and cementing political power. They would remove the constitutional authority of the individual states to run federal elections and put that power into the hands of the U.S. Congress and the administrative state, and that is wrong.
Well, of course it is, because it would be ripe for fraud.
Yep. Well, amongst other things.
Yep.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to be coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And we got us some music to play tonight here. I got an interesting song I found today. We're going to play it for the truckers. And we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S.
USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Donna. Don up there in Carrollton, Georgia. By the way, don't forget you can catch them on cowboylogic.us. That's the website, cowboylogic.us. I think you're going to like what you see there. All righty, now this portion of the program, the Driver's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Pull in there, find out what they're all about, and if you're not already a member of their Driver's Club, become one, because it's free, number one, and number two, you'll get points for the fuel that you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store, and pretty soon you'll have quite a selection there to use for discounts on your food or your supplies in the store. You'll be able to use it to maybe even get a bunch of free food if you get enough points. How about that and whatnot? So there you go. All right, we're going to get things kicked off here with the Filthy Blues Rock. course, this is all instrumental, Kyle. And I'll give you three guesses what this is.
Who is it?
It is a guitar instructional video to learn how to play the guitar. And it's called the Filthy Blues Rock Guitar Backing Track Jam in G Minor. How do you like that? Honest to God, I heard this and I went, my God, I got to play that.
Yeah, that is, it's really great, actually.
Yeah, it's got a beat and we can dance to it. But
okay.
But anyway, it's really good. And I heard that and I said, man, I got to play that, especially tonight. All right, well, let me read the weather here and then give it to you. A storm will move across the Intermountain West and Rockies through Tuesday. Heavy snow is forecast for the higher terrain with rain for the lower elevations. Meanwhile, large areas of high pressure for the east will keep the weather tranquil over there with moderating temperatures. It is a little bit cooler than what it has been. No questions there and no problem there. And later this week, a more significant system is possible for the west. We're looking at another big storm system that's going to affect, in particular, Washington State. It's going to be moving east, especially Northern California is involved in this, too. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, yes, out in the Pacific Northwest, the day to look for is Wednesday. Wednesday is going to be
hump day.
That's right. It's hump day, but it's also going to be the start of what's going to be a lot of rain and storms coming up through the Pacific Northwest. So this is going to, of course, affect the Seattle to Portland, Medford, Oregon, down into Northern California, about the far south is about San Francisco or so. So that's going to start in. And as we're looking at the forecast, for example, for Seattle, that's going to start on Wednesday. Looks like it's going to continue for the next several days after that. So be aware of that. Also, you've got a wind advisory tonight in southern Oregon. If you're in the Lakeview area, coming down Highway 395, you want to be aware of that high wind warning, so be aware of that. Over in Wyoming, though, this is where we've got our winter storm warnings, our winter weather advisories. So certainly coming across I-80, if you're in the Casper area, the Douglas area, you're definitely going to be encountering this. Of course, snowfall in the higher elevations there. Can come down very quickly and sometimes without warning. Even around Cody, Wyoming, winter weather advisory there. Also around Laramie, winter storm warning, and Lander, you want to be careful of that area. Now also in Salt Lake City, if you're coming up Interstate 15, our friends of course there at the Flying J, they've got a winter weather advisory, and if you're going to head on into Wyoming across I-80 heading towards Rock Springs, be aware of the winter weather advisory there. Now down in southeast Colorado, we do have low humidity and high gusty winds, otherwise known as fire weather, as you come down the I-25 corridor. So, again, high-profile vehicles can be impacted by that. But we're going to be watching these storms, Captain, and the snowfall as we head through this week.
Yeah, and it's going to get considerable up there in the higher elevations. So be advised if you're trucking up and down I-25 in Wyoming in particular. And if you're going west out of Denver, maybe up 287 towards the cutoff up there to Laramie, you're going to have snow. And, of course, coming up I-15 out of Salt Lake and I-80, for that matter, when you climb into Wyoming, coming up out of Salt Lake, you're definitely going to have some snow to contend with. So be careful. Now, let's see here. Got some weather over to the east, and right now we have some sort of disturbance in the western part of Virginia, the mountains, that is, and the mountains of North Carolina, north of Winston-Salem, climbing up into Rockingham, that area of North Carolina, and up into the North Carolina, the Virginia area. It also looks like it's going up towards West Virginia at the moment. Now, there's some wind in here. There may be some showers involved in here later in the day, but right now that's what it is, and it might be the cold air clashing with the warm by the looks. We also have some windy conditions tonight all the way from Maine, all the way down around Cape Cod, Boston, down around Connecticut, Long Island, and down to the Jersey Shore. So be advised of that. And on the ocean side of Florida tonight, we have an area of some scattered showers, if you will, from about West Palm Beach on up to Daytona. So you might be driving in some rain coming up through there. Now, the pilots and Flying J's, okay, they're two different chains, but they're owned by the same company. And depending on what you like or how you like it, the pilots usually have fast food in them, but they've got some good fast food. It could be a McDonald's, could be a Wendy's, could be a chicken place. It could be a Dairy Queen, a full line of Dairy Queen or whatnot. And, of course, the sit-down restaurants are over at the Flying J. But, Kyle, you've been there, and you know what to tell people when it comes to the app that that they have that they can download on their phone, and then away they go, right?
That's exactly right, Captain. And if you go to the App Store for Apple or Google Play, you can download the My Rewards Plus app. So go there. You can search there. Also, you can go to pilotflyingj.com, and you can find out how to download the My Rewards Plus app. And by doing that, you're going to save more money. You're going to be able to track your points. You're going to be able to see other offers and so forth. And it's definitely something that you want to put together, even if you're already a member of the Drivers Club. And if you're not a member of the Drivers Club, become a member today, of course. But if you already have that Drivers Club membership, you can monitor that on the app. It'll make things very, very easy for you. You won't be sorry. And then also, while you're at pilotflyingj.com, don't forget to use their locations feature.
Yep.
Especially if you're out there in the snow, you want to find a place to pull in and have something good to eat. Definitely use that location feature.
Yeah, and by the way, I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody that's wishing me happy birthday on the different apps that we have here on Facebook, as well as the Instant Messenger and also the website. I'm getting different things coming in here. Just thank you very much. We appreciate it. I'll try to answer just about everybody later in the day when I get a chance. But right now, we're doing a radio show here. Kyle, you hang on, and folks will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll along into hour number two.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.